Audio Service.
And welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for January 2008. This is issue number 274. If you'd like to write to us at the DX Audio Service, our address is the DX Audio Service, 706 McKenzie Drive, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. The telephone number here in the studio is area code 360-382-1957. A subscription to the DX Audio Service for U.S. and Canadian members is $28. To Europe and elsewhere, it's $40. Tapes are sent via first-class mail, and you keep your cassettes. To subscribe, make your check payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated and send them to me at the address that I just mentioned, or simply log on to our website at www.nrcdxas.org and sign up using our PayPal credit card system. You can also sign up to E-DXN and get your DX Audio Service on your computer or iPod player in stereo. A subscription to EDXN is only $15. Just point your browser to http://www.e-dxn.com and subscribe online with our PayPal credit card system, or simply contact Wayne Heinen, H-E-I-N-E-N, at Post Office Box 473-251, Aurora, Colorado, 80047-3251, if you want to pay by check.
This is the AM Switch.
Thanks, Fred, and welcome everyone to AM Switch for the DX Audio Service for January 2008. First of all, call letter changes on 740 WRWB in Harrogate, Tennessee has changed to WCXZ. On 820, two stations have changed calls, WAIT in Willow Springs, Illinois has changed to WCPT, and those letters mean Chicago's Progressive Talk. Also on 820, a new station has taken the air, and in Masonboro, North Carolina, their call is WVNC. On 850, WCPT in Crystal Lake, Illinois, has taken those WAIT calls given up by the 820 station. On 920, KBNA El Paso, Texas, has taken up the call of KQBU. 1230, WWKU in Glasgow, Kentucky, their new call is WCDS. Actually, it's a brand new station, and we'll hear more about that later. 1240 KSMA, Santa Maria, California, has taken the call of KSMX. 1260 KOIT, San Francisco, California, has changed to KSFB. 1290 KWLS in Pratt, Kansas, has changed to KMMM. Also on 1290, this time from Sumter, South Carolina, the former WQMC is now WWHM. 1440 WCDS, Glasgow, Kentucky, is now WWKU. Did you catch that Glasgow, Kentucky trade there? Okay. 1450, a new station in Lancaster, New Hampshire, is now WKBR. And 1490 WLRT in Hampton, Virginia, is now WXTG. Moving on to construction permits, which have taken to the air over the past month. On 630 WMAL in Washington, D.C., their CP for U4, that's two different patterns, day and night, 10,000 watts during the day, 5,000 watts at night, is now on the air. 740 WCXZ, Harrogate, Tennessee, their CP for U1, that's all hours non-directional, 900 watts during the day, 7 watts at night, is now on. On 800 WPEL, Montrose, Pennsylvania, they've moved to 800 from 1250, and they're on the air now with 1,000 watts during the day, 135 watts at night, all non-directional, that's U1. 800, also WSVS in Crewe, Virginia, their CP for 10,000 watts during the day, 270 watts at night is now on, and they're all non-directional U1. 880 WPIP, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, their CP for D1, that's daytime only with non-directional pattern, 1,800 watts is now on. 890 KTXV in Maybank, Texas, they're now on with U4, that's two different patterns again, 20,000 watts during the day, 250 watts at night, and they've got three towers. 1070 WNVY, Cantonment, Florida, their CP for U1, 15,000 watts during the day and 28 watts at night, 2,300 watts during critical hours is on the air. They've moved to 1070 from 1090. 1230 WCDS, Glasgow, Kentucky, their CP for 750 watts day and night is now on. And by the way, Pete Taylor heard this while on the road in Kentucky. 1330 WEBO, Owego, New York, their CP is on with U1, 3,500 watts during the day, 36 watts at night, and they've built a brand new tower, taking the place of that long wire that they had used for a long time. 1370 WGIV, Pineville, North Carolina, their CP for U1, 16,000 watts during the day, 45 watts at night, is now on. WPYR 1380 in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, they're now on with U4, 5,000 watts during the day, 62 watts at night, adding those nighttime watts. 1470 WQXL, Columbia, South Carolina, they're now on with 11,000 watts during the day, 100 watts at night, U1. 1500 WLOR, Huntsville, Alabama, their construction permit for U4, two different patterns day and night, 50,000 watts during the day, 44 watts at night, is now on the air. And 1570 WNSH, Beverly, Massachusetts, they're now on with 30,000 watts during the day, 85 watts at night, U1. Actions taken this past month, 1020 WCGO, Jenison, Michigan. That doesn't sound too familiar, does it? Anyway, a CP has been granted to move to 1020 to Jenison from Chicago Heights with D3 10,000 watts. That's directional daytime only from two towers. The kidney-shaped pattern centers on 280 degrees or slightly north of due west. 1060 WKMQ, Tupelo, Mississippi. A CP has been granted for U1, 960 watts daytime, 12 watts at night, adding night service. Before switching to FM, CKEC was transmitting with 25 kilowatts on the AM band. CKEC will now simulcast for 3 months on both AM and FM before making a complete transition to FM. And we thank Sean Axelrod for that report. 1380 CKLC Kingston, Ontario, they've moved to 98.9 megahertz with 15 kilowatts at 132 meters. Judging from reports from the area, indicates 1380 has now left the air sometime prior to the usual 3 month simulcast period. 1500 WPJX Zion, Illinois, CP has been granted for 250 watts during the day, 2 watts at night, adding night operation, and they're directional during daytime hours only. That's U5. 1540 WNWR in Ballasinwyd, Pennsylvania. The CP has been granted to change the city of license from Philadelphia, remaining D3, 50,000 watts, daytime only, directional. 1540 WADK, Newport, Rhode Island, a CP for 1,000 watts during the day, 5,000 watts at night. U2 has been dismissed, leaving the station licensed for D1, 1,000 watts during the daytime only, non-directional. Apparently the time limit ran out for the build on that one. 1550 WMSK, Morganfield, Kentucky. Their CP has been granted for U1, 145 watts during the day and 6 watts at night. And finally, in this category, 1570 WFTU, Riverhead, New York. Their construction permit was granted for U4, 5,000 watts daytime, 1,500 watts at night. Moving along now to grants for new stations. Let's count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 new stations have been granted during the past month. Masonboro, North Carolina on 820. Their grant is for 50,000 watts during the day, 3,300 watts at night, U4, from four towers using three during the day and four at night. 890, Rushmere, Virginia has been granted a new station for 1,000 watts daytime, 195 watts nighttime, and they're also U4. A new station on 1230 will take to the airwaves probably within a year or so in Smithville, Georgia. Their CP has been granted for 1,000 watts day and night, U1. 1360, Lithonia, Georgia, CP has been granted for 2,400 watts during the day, 1,300 watts at night, U4. They'll be utilizing four towers, two during the day, and all four at night. 1440, Steamboat Springs, Colorado, a new station has been granted, U2, 500 watts during the day, 220 at night, from two towers. And on 1600, a new station has been granted in Casper, Wyoming. They'll have 5,000 watts during the day, 1,500 watts at night, U2 using four towers during those nighttime hours only. and their balloon-shaped night pattern shoots the signal toward the northeast. A couple of interesting applications. CKBD 600 in Vancouver, British Columbia has applied to move to 100.5 MHz with 2.6 kilowatts average ERP at 589 meters. And a big surprise, CBU 690 in Vancouver has applied to move to 88.1 with 8.9 kilowatts average ERP at 567.2 meters with an additional transmitter on Gabriola Island, a 98.7 with 30.1 kilowatts at 182.3 meters. A note about these two stations, they both go back into the 1920s. CKBD was CJOR for several decades. CBU started in 1925 or so as CNRV, operated by the Canadian National Railways, and later as CRCV when the Canadian Radio Broadcasting Commission, or CRBC, took the station over in 1932 or 1933. Then the calls became CBR when the CBC took over CRBC, and finally CBU. That tidbit of trivia comes from Dean McIntyre. Well, the FCC has passed along a few fines to some stations. Let's go over those quickly. They've issued a $14,000 fine to KXOX 1240 and their FM station in Sweetwater, Texas, for failure to file their renewal application in a timely manner and subsequent operation. A $7,000 fine has been assessed to KABR 1500 Alamo Community, New Mexico, for failure to file for renewal in a timely manner and subsequent unauthorized operation. And another $7,000 for KAPL 1300 in Phoenix, Oregon, for, you guessed it, failure to renew their application in a timely manner and unauthorized operation. Silent stations reported this past month: WJEP 1020 in Ochlockney, Georgia, WVAR 600 in Richwood, West Virginia, WXKO 1150 Fort Valley, Georgia, and KUPA Pearl City, Hawaii on 1370. Well, back on WVSG 1480 Neon, Kentucky, with a Southern Gospel format, and the on-again, off-again WALE 990 in Greenville, Rhode Island is on again, this time with Spanish CHR. Well, my thanks go out to Sean Axelrod, Wayne Heinen, Dean McIntyre, and Dave Schmidt for items used this month, and of course I thank you for listening. If you have any items for AM Switch or have any questions about the monthly column, please email me at w_r_hale@sbcglobal.net. That's sbcglobal.net. I look forward to hearing from you. And as always, coming up next is John Bowker with the next installment of the Travelogue. John?
National Radio Club.
Well, thanks very much, Bill Hale. Hello, everybody. Happy New Year. We hope you're looking forward to 2008 as much as Linda and I are here in Florida. Well, let's see. You know, last month, we started a whole new procedure here on the Travelogue. We sort of reintroduced the term travel to our Travelogue. We're going to continue that this month. Now, back in September of 1991, we found ourselves going around the city of St. Louis, both on the Illinois side and to the south and out to the west a little bit in Missouri. And what we did was pick up many of the St. Louis stations, of course, but we also picked up a lot of the suburban stations. So what I thought I would do is just play you a tape, and we'll let it roll pretty much the way we recorded it, and it'll show you what stations around St. Louis came in. And we'll keep going back and forth into the city of St. Louis, just to let you know we're still in the vicinity, all right? So I hope you enjoy it. Here we go to the middle part of America, around Missouri, as we introduce the January 2008 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
KHEZ, St. Louis.
That day, I first saw you.
1991, Edwardsville Tiger Football, only on Right Radio, the sports voice of the Metro East. WRYT, Edwardsville, Collinsville, Right Radio.
I'll be talking to them, listening to some good old-fashioned barbershop music, and giving away free tickets
to see the show Saturday night at Kaskaskia College. That's all tomorrow on Talk of the Town. Thanks for joining me, and I'll stay with you through the noon hour, and then Kurt Wallace will take over for the oldie show at 1 here on WJBD, Salem, Centralia, South Central Illinois Spirit. NBC Radio News, I'm Barbara Porter.
Hi, this is Peggy. I'm not going to be doing any interviews. I'm optimistic and, like thousands of Americans, I'm holding Pres de Claire and the UN mission in my prayers.
But other guys, regular guys, are like buying drums, and then they're like going out in the woods with just other guys, and they're beating drums so that the primitive beat can enable them to get in touch with their feelings. This is a very, very big topic in the world today, and frankly, I think it's a crock.
Where are those Blue Angels?
We'll talk about it. See you next week on the morning meeting.
Have a problem you can't solve? Our call for action lines are open now. Call 421-1975. Call for Action. It's a service of KMOX Radio in St. Louis.
CBS News, this is Frank Setapani. The Federal Reserve is cutting the rate it charges on loans to banks a half point.
Barbara Streisand and Neil Diamond. And you don't bring me flowers anymore. It's 11 o'clock in news time on AM 1170 to the UPI Radio Network. We go for national and world news developments.
WLBH, Mattoon.
News and information from the radio network of UPI, brought to you by
George Rutledge, Oldsmobile Cadillac, and Mr. Goodrich, South Route 45, Mattoon.
And by the Central National Bank of Mattoon. Central National Bank, the only bank you'll ever need.
UPI Radio News, I'm Carol Van Dam. Conflicting reports out of Lebanon today.
Sometimes, someday, just never come.
Someday, Alan Jackson. We join the Mutual Network now at Classic Country KUSA, St. Louis.
Bush threatens veto to preserve peace talks. With Mutual News, I'm Dave Puritan in Washington.
And I trust you're aware that that's the 1991 George Bush.
It's 12 o'clock and you're in tune to 1280 KYRO, Potosi, Missouri.
The station where you hear the voice of the nation. This is Talk Radio 1260, WIBV, Belleville, St. Louis.
Now there are two. Good afternoon, this is Bob Montgomery with WIBV News. We have a sunny sky at Lambert Field and 88 degrees.
And let's see what else we have here. We have the time just about up to 10 o'clock now. You're listening to WPRS in Paris, Illinois, where we are about to get another couple of calls. Good morning. You're on the air.
I have a 4-horsepower Deluxe Sears Eager One rear bagger mulching mower.
This is Terre Haute's first news voice.
WPRW.
From ABC News, I'm Joe Templeton.
It's 2 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock. I want to remind you, you're tuned to KSTL 690 St. Louis. I am Chris Davis, and I'll be with you all the way up till 5 o'clock this evening. Right now, we got good music for you from Eddie Blazonczyk and the Versatones on KSTL St. Louis. K St. Louis, your classic international station.
Let's celebrate again, like we did last summer. Let's celebrate again, like we did last year.
96 degrees, heat index standing at 102 degrees. From Easy AM 590, KEZK, Wood River, St. Louis, playing your easy listening favorites in AM stereo.
This is IBN, the International Broadcasting Network.
September is Southern Gospel Music Month. Come join us in the celebration all month long. We're the Spirit of 1010, KXEN, St. Louis Festus.
You know, I must tell you that ever since I first heard that station in the late 1970s, it's bothered me that they would identify as KXEN St. Louis Festus. That's Festus is a small town south of St. Louis. It would be like saying WNBC New York White Plains or something like that. I just don't understand it. Maybe somebody can explain that to me. Okay, we'll move along.
UPI Radio News. I'm Jeff Young. Not all members of Congress seem willing to go along with President Bush's demand that they wait till January to consider Israel's $10 billion housing loan guarantee.
So join KLPW for AM 1220 Sports Talk with me, Ken Kern. It's weeknights at 6, only on AM 1220.
At KLPW Union, Washington, 97 degrees, a hot one. Remember, the kids are coming home early today, so watch out for them. It's 2 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Gary Nunn. More doubts have been removed.
Now, you might be asking yourself, what is a station in Union, Washington doing in St. Louis? Well, it turns out, the city is Union, Missouri, where KLPW is, and right next to Union is the city of Washington. So what she said is quite right, Union, Washington. It just didn't sound right, and that's kind of what matters, isn't it? We move on.
24-hour weather information from your first and only choice, KFMO. 4 o'clock, that's KFMO News, sports, and AccuTrack weather on Magic 1240 KFMO Flat River. Coming up next is Mutual News.
Doctors give Bush a perfect bill of health. Supreme Court nominee expands on affirmative action views. With Mutual News, I'm Dave Cureton in Washington.
You're hearing great original hits of the 40s, 50s, and 60s on 1430 Word. WRTH St. Louis.
From ABC News, I'm Bob Walker. A pro-Iranian cleric said the day a British hostage held in Lebanon would probably be set free within 24 hours.
It's 10 o'clock on Saturday morning, time for another edition of Scores and More. Good morning, I'm your host Kim Hibbs, and joining me in the studio is Randy Hugh, Earl Austin Jr., and in a little bit later on, David Oliver. And first, let's say good morning to Randy Hugh. How are you today?
KSIV, Clayton, St. Louis.
The St. Louis area welcomes evangelist Tim Story for another powerful healing crusade, September 15th through the 17th.
Funeral announcements three times daily. It's weather, sports, stock market reports, and more. Your hometown local radio station, 24 hours a day, KSLQ. You're listening to KSLQ, AM and FM, Washington.
It's 94 degrees at 4 o'clock. I'm Bob Lee with local news on KSLQ.
77 WEW St. Louis, the station that remembers the music of your life.
Please don't talk about me when I'm gone. Oh, honey, though our friendship ceases from now on.
And what you have just heard was a swing around St. Louis, Missouri in our motorhome on September 12th, 13th, and 14th, 1991. And we got some of the stations well, we got some of the stations rather badly, but that meant we had to come back to St. Louis another time, and we did. In all, we made 7 passes through St. Louis and in the environs around it over the, 17 years that we were actually recording station breaks, 10 of them in our motorhome, if you recall. Well, that's enough for me for this month. We'll find another trip to take you on next month here on the Travelogue. But meanwhile, let's go up to the frigid, cold, upper Midwest Here's Mark Durenberger. National
Radio Club. Thank you, John. And without further comment, we move into part two of our Western Colorado Clear Channel band scan, recorded in early 2006, using a Kiwa Aircore loop and a Sony 2010 radio, strategically placed on the garage workbench, hopefully away from offending electrical interference. Now let's see, where did we stop? Oh yes, here's the bookmark right here. The 1110 is a 1B originally designed for sharing by high power stations in Charlotte, Omaha Lincoln, and Los Angeles. Here, KFAB in Omaha and Los Angeles are fighting it out. Note the sideband splatter from the nearby Grand Junction station.
Nothing easier or faster than Papa John for you and your family. Papa John, what is all about? Yes, Papa John continues to thrive. The only way to thrive is with
the Quebec News and Talk on air and now streaming live at KFAB.com. This is Radio 1110 KFAB Omaha, Nebraska's Superstar. News Radio, I'm Todd Starnes. Upwards of 75,000 troops set to launch Iraq's biggest military operation since the American invasion, with the Iraqis leading the way.
Under almost any normal conditions, KFAB owns this region.
One of those things for the pain it brings, the day itself, what could not.
Okay, this is News Radio 1110 KFAB with the basketball game in the fourth quarter now. Dallas leading Miami 88-87.
Nebraska's number one most listened to radio station, News Radio 1110 KFAB Omaha, where news breaks first.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Barnes. The real deal or an elaborate bluff by North Korea?
On 1100 KNZZ, nearby Grand Junction. 36 kilowatts during these critical hours when we were recording, protecting Cleveland to the east and San Francisco to the west. But they're close enough to my garage to light 11 of the 10 LEDs on the Sony 2010.
249-4572. DMEA, working to energize and serve our communities.
The official home of Fox News. 1100 KNZZ. Grand Junction. It's 9 a.m.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Carton.
Zarqawi is dead, but the difficult and necessary mission in Iraq continues.
The proximity of KNZZ 1100 makes it very tough to copy 1090, but with the Kiwa loop, we were able to sneak through the interference to eavesdrop on Bozeman, Montana.
KBOZ Bozeman, owned locally by Ryer Broadcasting Company. CBS News is next.
CBS News, I'm Dave Barrett. We can find out some of the capabilities of Iraq's security forces. There are published reports from Tokyo claiming that Japan, Britain, and Australia will begin withdrawing troops from southern Iraq next week, and those forces will be transferred to other parts of the country.
KASL and KSLL AM Price, Utah. United States of America.
Price, Utah is but a scant 80 miles away, but ground conductivity is poor, and KSLL or KASL's 10 kilowatts doesn't do much, as we heard. And, of course, to protect Dallas, they have to power down at night to make way for the Texas station.
The people you call first.
License 46722.
432-2900.
If it's happening in Dallas-Fort Worth, you'll hear it here first on News Radio 1080 KRLD, Dallas-Fort Worth.
CBS News, I'm Bill Fitka. Legal challenge, the NSA eavesdropping program ordered by President Bush, confronts its first court test in the morning.
1070 is a 1B shared Canadian and U.S. clear. About three dozen stations on this frequency, but almost all are in the eastern half of the country. And KNX reigns in the west.
The mega number 13, the $1 million. I'm Ted Haslam. This is KNX 1070 News Radio for all of Southern California. CBS News comes your way right at the top of the hour. KNX News time is now 10 o'clock.
What's happening? Why? And how it affects you? KNX, Los Angeles, Orange County, and all of Southern California.
CBS News, I'm Bill Bitka. Three detainees at Guantanamo killed themselves, and several voices say it is no surprise.
In the late afternoon, there was no sign of Salt Lake on 1060. That's a surprise to this grizzled DXer. Longmont, Colorado was there.
KRCN, Denver, KKKK, Colorado Springs, KVLE Vail, KSKE, Buena Vista.
The noise level behind their signal gives testimony to the shielding effects of the Rocky Mountains placed between my radio and their tower. 1040 worked as advertised. There are only two signals out west, the daytime coverage of Monument, Colorado near Colorado Springs, and the secondary service from Des Moines.
Then share your story with me at beyondthecall.org.
Victory Radio, 1040 KCBR.
Can guiding bring you closer to Jesus?
This is Let's Pray with the author of Praying in the Word of God, Kathy Gray.
The noise again because of the terrain shielding of the mountains. Did you notice the periodic whistle? We later traced that to, of all things, my computerized irrigation system. Which brings to mind that we haven't shared thoughts with you recently on how to reduce noise around the DX receiver. We owe you a follow-up column on noise reduction, and we'll do that in the coming months. No matter where the noise is coming from, however, the night coverage of Des Moines rides right over it.
Hi, this is Rush Limbaugh. Thanks to WHO Radio, where my program airs every weekday afternoon from 1 to 4. WHO Des Moines. From ABC News, I'm Gil Gross. Rescue crews mounting their snowmobiles for what they hope might yet be a rescue effort in Park City, Utah. They're looking for several skiers who were buried hours ago in an avalanche.
1030 is almost always a disappointment here in Grand Junction. You know, Casper, Wyoming's not that far away. Again, we wonder if it's a matter of ground conductivity between us. It's pretty dry on the path Casper to Grand Junction.
See Smith RV for special Father's Day pricing on gifts he'll really love and really use. Smith RV sales and service, 3500 East Yellowstone.
Complete local and national news you can depend on. KCWO, Casper, AM 1030, K2 Radio.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Take Alberto seriously. That message to Floridians from Governor Jeb Bush as the first tropical storm of the season bears down on the state's Gulf Coast.
And since we're moving from top to bottom, the next channel would be 1020, another former 1A, once owned by KDKA. First duplicated in the West by Los Angeles and Roswell, New Mexico. Roswell, of course, is our usual copy. But Murphy's third law of DXing applied. The mini disc stopped recording just as the ID was being given.
New Mexico's powerhouse.
When you scan the NRC pattern book, you get the impression that 1,000 is probably up for grabs. The shared Mexican-U.S. clear has few Western allocations, but we've never been able to copy Como News 1000, to my eternal disappointment. KXRB Sioux Falls is there.
Up late night in your country favorites.
Here we catch KXRB at pattern change time when they drop off their 10 kilowatts to flea power. What's left is a mix of Albuquerque and Oklahoma City, and maybe to taunt us, a little bit of Como as well. Big jump now, down to 890, another former 1A. There's a station in Meridian, Idaho we've never heard. Out here for us, it's been either WLS Chicago or KDXU St. George, Utah.
That's 1-800, the number 2 college. It's the smartest call you can make.
You can get information anywhere, but only one station gives you the top stories and a place to talk about them. Chicago's talk station is 890 AM WLS. You're talking about it. We're talking about it. Chicago's talk station, 890 AM.
It's often tougher to catch St. George, and at night, of course, they beam away from Chicago.
News Talk 890, KDXU St. George, a Cherry Creek station.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border, hundreds of Arizona and New Mexico National Guard troops. The start of Operation Jumpstart, the Border Protection Mission.
When WCBS was duplicated, the 1A, 880, was assigned to Nebraska, and the west-pointed signal from KRVN's four towers is usually pretty good here at night.
If you live in or near Elwood, you want to be seeking some shelter. There's still a strong thunderstorm stretching through the Norton area, passing on up almost directly north. Coming up into Gosper County, maybe even in Dawson before it's done. We'll have to see what happens with that.
Pointing south on 880, we enjoy a rare catch from northern New Mexico.
Highs in the day, middle to upper 80s, and lows at night in the low to middle 40s. 24 hours a day, you can hear Christian music and programming right here on KHAC, an outreach ministry of Western Indian Ministries. We're located here in Sabinito, New Mexico, right across the state line from Window Rock, Arizona, the capital of the Navajo Nation.
Unless conditions are just right, it's pretty tough to catch the Las Vegas Laughlin signals on 870. But WWL New Orleans does come through tonight, whistle and all.
Based on EPA estimates. The Big 870 WWL New Orleans and 105.3 WWL FM, Kenner, New Orleans.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. He refused to go quietly, so this evening, Congressman William Jefferson's fellow House Democrats voted to strip him of his committee assignment.
Or visit us online at Windsor Gardens, Denver.
Your world, your news, your voice. Fox News.
Midnight, it's now 57 degrees in Denver. I'm Brenda Stewart, News Radio 850 KOA, your only live local 24-hour news source. The groundbreaking for the Columbine Memorial held Friday at Clement Park. The $1.5 million project should be finished later this year.
No comment needed on this. The Denver Tower's 200 miles away. Which brings us to 840. It's pretty easy to hear Las Vegas at night. KXNT pours its signal north-south.
From around the corner to around the world, Las Vegas' number one source is AM 840 KXNT, North Las Vegas.
CBS News, I'm Dave Barrett. Assault, maltreating prisoners, conspiracies, dereliction of duty, and committing indecent acts. Those are charges which Charles Grainer has been found guilty of at Texas's Fort Hood.
Louisville on the former 1A is a bit harder to hear because of 840's duplication in Nevada. And that's part two of our early 2006 band scan, recorded from the radio in Western Colorado. The conclusion of our riveting tale will be heard next month over most of these same cassettes. Mark Dernberger for the DX Audio Service. See you in 30 days, and until then, good listening, DXers. Thanks, Mark. And before we get too far here into the DX audio service, I'd like to take a few moments of time and just thank the membership of the National Radio Club and also the editors and the board of directors of the National Radio Club for a fantastic 2007. A lot of cards and letters came in over the holiday season, Christmas cards, etc. A lot of kind words about the DX audio service, and it's so nice to be able to see those comments in writing. So I'd just like to pass that on to the editors who have worked so hard to make 2007 a great year. Also to the membership, thank you very much for sending out your cards to give us status on your membership. The first 10 people in got a little reward in the form of some free subscriptions to the DX Audio Service. The remainder of the membership got candy bars or pens. Those of you who didn't send in your card, well, shame on you. You missed out on a great gift. We'll have to catch you some other time here in the future. But thanks again for sending in those cards, because it's going to help us out a lot with being able to supply the DX audio service to you without having to raise dues in the near future. Ken Honestchuk passed along this listing of affiliates for the new All Comedy Radio Network, and they are as follows. 610 KVLE in Vail, Colorado. 970 KCMD in Portland, Oregon. 1060 KRCN in Longmont, Colorado. 1150 KRMS in Osage Beach, Missouri. 1240 KFH in Wichita, Kansas. Also duplicated on 98.7 FM. 1220 KLBB in Stillwater, Minnesota. 1270 KBZZ, Sparks, Nevada. 1310 WICH in Norwich, Connecticut. 1340 KIST in Santa Barbara, California. 1450 KSKE in Buena Vista, California. 1490 WTTB in Barrow Beach, Florida. 1550 WLFP in Reserve Township, Pennsylvania. And finally, 1580 KLYD in Colorado Springs, Colorado. So if you hear a ha-ha on the air, you'll know it's the All Comedy Radio Network.
You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service.
It's always enjoyable to hear from National Radio Club DX Audio Service members, and I guess this last edition, the thing that made a lot of people excited was all those radio jingles we put on the end of Side 2. So I may do that again this edition if we have some time. The second most exciting thing that we did on the audio service, that at least I was involved in, was the story on the restoration of vinyl records. I'd just like to spend the last couple minutes here on Side 1 to talk a little bit about that. The program that I use is a computer program called SoundForge, and they have a restoration package, which you can buy extra in addition to the actual program SoundForge, that goes on your computer, which is able to recognize pops and clicks and noise and such. So let me demonstrate that right now. Let's grab an old 45 here. I'm boosting up the intro just so you can hear the noise a little bit better. You probably remember that song from 1967. That's Cass Elliott singing Words of Love, The Mamas and the Papas. And this particular record is on the Dunhill label. So let's see if we can fix it up. First thing I try to do is get as much dust off the 45 as possible. This is done using a very soft bristle paintbrush, and I just brush with the grooves to try to get out any lodged dust between the grooves. And sometimes I even use a vacuum cleaner to try to pull the dust off. Just take the hose, hold it up about an inch or so from the record, and see if I can pull out some of that dust. Now I'll put the 45 back onto the turntable, and we'll use the pop and click filter on SoundForge and see if we can get some of that noise out. If your ear is pretty good, you can probably hear that we got rid of a lot of the pops and clicks. Still have a problem with some surface noise, so we're going to see if we can get some of the rumble out, as well as just the transient noise that is picked up by the stylus on the vinyl itself. And we're using a filter and a noise reduction, so let's see if we can do the record any better. I think we helped it a lot. I don't hear any noise in it until the drum hits, but the noise that you hear afterwards is part of the studio recording, so we're not going to mess around with that too much. I think our final phase in restoring this record is to add some highs and lows to it, kind of bring it back to its original form, because 45s were not that best of quality, believe me. So let's apply some dynamics with some equalization, and here's how it turns out. I think it sounds pretty good. We'll take the 45 and put that on eBay, and the recording that we just restored, we'll put that onto a CD and save it for later. And just as a point of interest, it took about 45 minutes to restore this song. Well, that's it. Let's flip over to side two of this tape. We have a special market scope as a DJ is going goodbye. We'll hear more about it on side two.